Krishna.
Sudhir Goswami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. And someone, this, what is that man's name? Giridhari Pandit. Yeah, his father's name was Balaram. And he was the panda for Saraswati Thakur and the Matan. At the time he was passing, he had a vision of Saraswati Thakur saying, Balaram, I've come. And he was perplexed, so he asked devotees, Prabhupada's, and they said, Prabhupada is left. So he, as Guru Maharaj told, entered. There he did use Pravishta, Nitya Leela, Pravishta, entering into the divine pastimes. Although we take it he descended from there. So when Guru Maharaj was in Vrindavan, Saraswati Thakur, we know he went on a tour, the Brajamandal Parikrama of Vrindavan. Many things were revealed at that time. And, you know, his devotees, we know devotees in general, they're simple-hearted folk. Rupa Goswami's defined Sharal as one of the qualities of a pure devotee. Guru Maharaj said, what did he say? He's not meant for luxurious life. He used that word. He goes, I like simple things. But Pujala Raghavat Gaurava Bhange Matala Sarujana Bishai Rangi. He's saying, Saraswati Thakur, he's accepting grandeur, luxury, opulence for what? Pujala Raghavat, to serve the higher domain. There he's, as Gurudev said to me once, he goes, I am a miser man. And he said, but when it comes to spending money for the glorification of Hari Guru Vaishnav, then he said, I'm spending money like water. Same thing Saraswati Thakur and his divine madness expressed when he said, how much love he have for the Dham. He said, I want to express the, reveal the whole Dham here. Navadipta Mahatmyam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the cartography, spiritually speaking, of Navadip Dham. We see places like this. They look very beautiful when you go on the parikrama. But now there's a mat there, there's a temple, there's a marker. Before Bhaktivinoda, not. So how do you know when you see a group of, you know, papaya tree, mango tree, bamboo, looking very beautiful, coquilles in the trees. And but Bhaktivinoda Thakur sees, you know, Madhyadweep, Shrimantadweep. He's seeing pastimes from previous yugas. Such is his vision. So when he was actually ready to, practically on his deathbed, when he got the transfer, government service to Krishnanagar, when he went on the train, he didn't know if he'd make it to Krishnanagar. But he thought, like Guru Maharaj, at least I'm going in the right direction. He said, I'm not going to ignore this. He went very sick, and there he finds the map. He looks at the British make maps and keep maps of everything. There's a map on it that says, Myapur. M-Y, Mya, like Myanmar. Burma's now Myanmar. Mya, Myapur. So he's thinking, Goes there, and there's the Muslim guys, and they say, tell them about this one area that nothing grows there. It's useless. We try to grow in this land. Nothing will grow there. Then just Tulsi keeps springing out of the ground. What can we do? This is our situation. He said, oh, show me that land. Then Bhaktivinoda, he's overwhelmed. But as Vaishnavas are wont to do, he's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's descended from Goloka Vrindavan. But he's thinking, the higher Vaishnava, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathaya Te Namaha. He's the Sarvabhauma of the Vaishnava. So he gets Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, like, I feel in my heart, soul, this is Mahaprabhu's birthplace, but he brings Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj for confirmation. And we're told Babaji Maharaj had this attendant who carried him in a big wicker basket. Because we see the picture, the only picture we have of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he's hunched over taking Krishna Nam, like that. So his attendant carries him in a big basket. Might have been a Russian man, his assistant. And when they get there, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is so ecstatic that his form springs open. He leaps out of the basket, starts singing Krishna Nam and madly dancing. And all of his tears are transferred to everyone there. Bhaktivinoda, they all have ecstatic kirtan. That's his way of verifying. Similarly, with the appearance of Saraswati Thakur, Gurudev said to him, Bhaktivinoda Thakur realized the wealth within him. He's playing the part of a Bengali, like a, what do they call it? Adunika, but the modern Bengali. It knows all the British things. Bhagavad Purana was written 800 years ago, you know, all the bogus British propaganda that they concocted to try and disturb the foundation of Vedic culture, Vedic literature, thought. Because this wasn't like going to some other country where they met a bunch of primitives. Although they tried to portray them that way, they can't find anything superior to what's in Veda, Purana, Upanishad. They even have a monetary award every year at Oxford for the best refutation of Hinduism, because they just can't do it. That's why Christianity has nothing more than a handful, in a population of a billion plus, there's a handful of people who converted to Christianity mainly for economic reasons. You know, like, if you accept Jesus, we'll give you cable TV. You know, do I get cricket? Yes. All right. Okay. You know, that kind of thing. So they just couldn't do their usual imperialistic imposition of their religious and other beliefs upon the local people. Because in India, they never met a god they didn't like. 33 million and counting. They go, there's this guy, Jesus, come on down. You know, Jesus, we can add him, put him on the altar. But we're not going to remove any God. We'll make room for Jesus. It's okay. Jesus is just all right with me. So they add Jesus. If you go, because Hindus are hardwired for Veda, even the atheists, remember, believe in Atma. That's why a Vedantic atheist is often superior to a Western whatever. They accept Atma again. They accept that animals have Atma. We know others who don't. So if you're going to get married in a Catholic church or a Christian church in India, they have a yajna and tie the sari to the, they have to do the whole thing and put shimanta, the kumkum and the, huh? Yeah, what? Uh-huh, okay. And the lady's hair. Otherwise, people won't think you're married. In India, a yajna is more important than a piece of paper. If you have the yajna, you're married. No yajna, what is this paper? And they have arati to the deities. Amiya Sindhu knows that. He went to the Communist Party headquarters in Bengal. They didn't get the memo. All right, it's 30 years after anyone has taken communism seriously. Bengalis are still into it. You know. So he goes to the Communist Party headquarters. And they got a picture of Lenin and Marx, like with, you know, tilak, garland. Every day somebody's lighting some incense. It's just, that's the way it is. So Bhaktivinoda is presenting himself like he's an educated Bengali man. And then he says, and it's in his 40s, he's saying, but I came into a copy of Chaitanya Charitamritam. In his famous Bhagwat address, really he's parting with the Brahmo Society, which was a concocted attempt to meld, to merge Christianity and Vaishnavism. You know? So that's why he says in the talk, he speaks of the glories of the Western Savior, Jesus. He says, but let us not forget the Eastern Savior, Gauranga. And actually what he's doing is he's parting with them. Ram Mohan Roy thought Bhaktivinoda would be the next leader of the group. And this is Bhaktivinoda's announcement that I'm not totally down with this Vaishnava Christian khichdi that you're making. And then he starts talking about the glories of the Bhagavatam, etc. So he portrays himself as someone who connects with this. Why do I say that? How can I say that with authority, with certainty? In discussion with Guru Maharaj, I said on these points, and Guru Maharaj's response was, when we factor in, consider the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because after this so-called finding a Charitamritam, reading the Bhagavatam, getting initiated, then an endless stream of original literature comes out of him. The Jiva Dharma, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Charitamritam, you know, all these books, Prema Pradeep, the Prema Bibhara through Jagadananda Pandit, all of those books, the, you know, Amnai Tattva, the, what else am I thinking of? Chaitanya Shikshamritam. If you just have that book. So Guru Maharaj said, when you see the wealth that he gives, you can only conclude that he descended from that plane to distribute something. So when Saraswati Thakur finished the Brajamandal Parikrama, and all the devotees look to him, and he says, oh, I'm so unfortunate. I just concluded the parikrama of the whole of Vrindavan, and I couldn't find a single Vaishnav. They're shocked, including Guru Maharaj. And they're thinking, wait, like we went in Kartik, isn't everybody there a devotee? And he's saying, I couldn't find a single devotee. Like Prabhupada wrote a pamphlet once called, Who is Crazy? The first devotee, Kirtanananda, shaved his head, was wearing robes, walking around midtown Manhattan in New York. They arrested him and sent him to Bellevue, which is synonymous with the Nut House, and that's a crazy hospital. Because the thing, the guy's like, shaved his head, he's wearing robes, wearing, you know, and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada wrote a little pamphlet called, Who is Crazy? So Saraswati Thakur, they think, how can he say that? So then, instead of giving all of the people as an example of Vaishnavas, they thought, well, let's offer up the name of the person who's reputed to be the highest Vaishnava, a Maha Bhagavata, a Siddha Purush, revered. That means, you know, a pure devotee of the highest order. And that person's name was Ram Das Babaji. So they said, well, what about Ram Das Babaji? And Saraswati Thakur said, him? He's a Kanishta Adhikari. Or Guru Maharaj said once, an infant class Vaishnava. whom everyone reveres as not only being the highest, but being a Siddha Purush. He said, he's a third class. Now they're even more bewildered. Okay, little flute music. So, Guru Maharaj himself found this difficult to digest. That's why he said, the statements of our Guru Maharaj were mostly revolutionary. We should not come to Krishna consciousness to reinforce our misconceptions. That's not what we're looking for. It's a comfort zone. Find the thing, read the books, listen to the guru, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnava, and try and find something that reinforces the misconception that you've brought to the table. Not a good idea, not a good plan. That's why Guru Maharaj told Gurudev, are you ready to listen to me or your mind? Follow me or your mind? Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur, so many things can be said about Krishna consciousness. What did he say was important? Putting yourself under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. Otherwise, how will you proceed? Right. Have to be under the guidance of a superior Vaishnava. Right? Our Guru Varga. We take it that they're superior. If he said of himself, I'm like the monitor of a class in the absence of the teacher, then who are we? But we do have connection with superior agents and some capacity to faithfully, accurately reproduce kirtanam, what we've heard by their grace. So still, Guru Maharaj is very honest. He has to deal with this. That's his way. He's an honest person. He never uses honesty as an excuse to absence himself from the association of devotees. That's not honesty. And my friend Prem Arnava, he could play guitar like Jimi Hendrix, who was a black devotee. And we have to clean the temple, and then we can go to Prabhupada's lecture. So we're cleaning like mad, pots, everything in sight, so we can get to the lecture on time. So we're done, and I go, let's go. You know, Prabhupada's coming in the temple room any minute. And he goes, oh, I can't go. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, I'm too fallen, I'm too sinful. Like he's not like, I'm too fallen and too sinful to present myself before Prabhupada. And at first I thought, wow, that's really humble. Wow, he's taking it to another level. But I'm thinking like, so that means you're not gonna go to hear Prabhupada. He's in the next room, ready to give a lecture. This is 1971. And I said, isn't that the idea? I thought, in recognition of our fallenness, our sinfulness, our lack of samskar, add it all up, we present ourselves before Prabhupada, are bathed in the glance of the Vaishnava. We hear from him, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. We try to serve him. This is the only hope we have for overcoming our polluted selves, and your Maya has entered your brain, knowing this, and convinced you that you should not associate with the devotees. You should not associate with the highest devotee because you're too impure. Right? Krishna is compared to fire. The fire, like there's a dead body on that pathway over there the other day. There's so much stool, this, that, the other thing. The sun will burn it all up, and the sun will not become polluted. It's like you throw stuff in the fire. We know that's their favorite thing to do in Thailand. Has the time come yet? It's coming, I think. Huh? Yeah, they're going to start burning everything for like a month. Ying Luck is trying to stop that through different ways. But anyway, everyone knows fire doesn't become polluted. And fire is a mundane thing. So what to speak of, you know, the supreme fire. There's nothing and no one, no sinner, that Krishna cannot digest and convert. So that's Saraswati Thakur's principle. It's the principle of Sanatana Goswami Prabhu. Yatha kanchanam jati kankshena. He speaks about alchemy. I wanted to be an alchemist because they always have a nice laboratory and they're always like converting substances into like mystical things. So the alchemist's pursuit was philosopher's stone, or the thing which can convert anything into gold, into diamond, into whatever. That's the what Sanatana Goswami says diksha is. That base metal gets transformed into gold. So we bring our wrought iron selves to Guru. Like Gurudev, he's always giving his association because he's like that divine substance. Vaishnava has been called Sparsha Mani. Touchstone in the sense of philosopher's stone. It has that converting ability. Saraswati Thakur, when the lawyer, it's some Gaudiya Math business, and the lawyer says, Saraswati Thakur was always preaching, Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti. He's the Hari Kirtan Murti. That's how he distributes Kripa. Always talking about Krishna. So even the lawyer, he's preaching to him. And the lawyer says, are you trying to convert me? And Saraswati Thakur says, yes. He said, actually, if you could just pay attention for 5 minutes, like the nuns, they used to always say, give me your undivided attention. They used to also say, you think you're a privileged character? And I realized in time, by the grace of Guru and Vaishnava, I'm a privileged character. What can I say? But they have those privileged character and undivided attention. So he said, if you give your undivided attention, you'd realize it's not a conversion, actually. You're becoming aware of your own heart's inner wealth. Sometimes Gurudev and Guru Maharaj would become very happy. And they would say, oh, your future is so bright, your future prospect. Because they can see it. Ruchi Pariksha, the guru, can see when the layers of karma and jnana are dissolving and the swarup is starting to express itself. Gives great happiness to the guru to see that. Saraswati Thakur saw it in Guru Maharaj. Kadam Kandi, that's your place. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, right? Called him to his side, gave some indication. He can see, he can examine. Right? That's why he examined Vrindavan and found it in want. Right? So Guru Maharaj went to examine that Ram Das Babaji. And he's there, and imagine this. They say, he can't go to a Bhagwat recitation because if he hears the name of Krishna, he'll start exhibiting all the ecstatic symptoms. Foaming, he'll fall on the floor, foaming at the mouth, his body trembling, his hair standing on end. Does anyone here have the audacity to see something like that and say he's a phony? Like this one boy, Bhakta Frank. In ISKCON, they're always telling him he was a phony. You know, phony means imposter. Right? And then he hooks up with our devotees, he goes to the Math, he gets initiated by Guru Maharaj. And then someone comes and knocks on my door and they go, Bhakta Frank is freaking out after his Harinam initiation. He's leaving the Math, he's packing his stuff, he's ready to go. You know, why? And I, because Guru Maharaj and Guru gave him the name Phoni Bhushan. So he was thinking, I'll go back to New York and go, hey, Bhakta Frank, I heard you got initiated. What's your name? Phoni Bhushan. You know? He wasn't ready for that. So I went to Gurudev and Guru, I said, you know, this is too hard to explain. But so Gurudev goes, Pran Krishna, done, adjusted, very generous. But it's like P-H-A-N-I, funny. But Bengali, you know, phony Bhushan, Prabhu. Very nice name. Hey, Bhakta Frank. This is what we're dealing with. So Guru Maharaj, he sees that man. They have one man sits on one side, another man the other. When he's sitting in the chair, foam is coming. One man wipes it this way, foam. The other guy wipes that. It's like a freak show. Then someone comes and says, oh, you know, you'll be happy to know that Pran Krishna, Das Babaji, just celebrated his 50th year in Vrindavan. And he's like thinking about it. Yeah, but he was a householder. Here's the real deal. I was a brahmachari from the beginning. You know, Urdhvareta. So Guru Maharaj said, he observed, like, Rupa Goswami says, Bhava Bhakti. See, there's a science to all this. It's not like you're on your own or you're like, Wikipedia, Google that. Guru Maharaj has his own Google before there was Google. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, Vaishnav. So he knows Rupa Goswami says, Bhava Bhakti, stage, preliminary stage of Prema Bhakti. Ado, Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana, Kriya, Artha Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, Prem. So that Bhav. One of the symptoms is Man Sunyata, no ego. Because they don't see anything of value in this world, including name and fame and reputation. So the first thing Guru Maharaj observed, he couldn't tolerate the glorification of the other Babaji. 50 years, yes, but he was a householder. I was a brahmachari. My 50's more than his 50. My 50's bigger and longer than his 50. That's what it is. That Purush, male ego, Govindam Adi Purusham. We can say it means he's the original male, or another way of putting it, Krishna is the only male. The only one. Not like, well, he's the original one, then there's so many. No, he's the only one. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Everything is meant for his enjoyment. If we take it that male means that enjoying a certain. But what does he enjoy? Bhavagrahi Janardana. He's a bhav consumer. That's why he makes himself absent to plunge the heart into a greater, sweeter, deeper region of expression. It's peculiar. So that's one thing Guru Maharaj observed. Then he also saw, this man presented this mantra. We hear in Eka Chakra, you can say, Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham, or they do the Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Anyway, I'm not even going to say them. As they say, one of them at the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur in Puri gave Saraswati Thakur a heart attack. And then he, 3 months later, left the world. But so he's got this bogus, Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham, blah, 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 blah. So what is it? He's saying, Nitai is Radhe, Gaur is Shyam. That's what he's saying. That's called Upasiddhanta. Upasiddhanta makes Mahaprabhu angry. If Mahaprabhu is the Mahavananaya avatar, right? You know, be tolerant. Upasiddhanta you can't tolerate. See, the higher, that's what devotees don't get this. That's why you need to leave higher things alone. It's that causes a disturbance in the upper world. Not that you violated a regulative principle. Not advising it. But that's not what bothers them. Like, I'm not going to now do a mocking thing about that, but I hope you get the idea. What bothers them is meddling with higher substance. That does. Hare Krishna. So, like the poet Kalidas, was it Kalidas? He was enlisted as a palki carrier of a king. They're carrying the palanquin, like six men, however many it is, four, six. And it's digging into his neck and rubbing him raw, and he's bleeding, there's tissue. I mean, it looks really, it's a mess. He's not saying anything, just going on. Then the king, being full of himself, he starts composing poetry. Na 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 na, you know. And suddenly Kalidas is going like, oh God, I can't take it. This is too much to bear. You're killing me. They stop, and then they see all the blood on his shoulder, the skins, all that tissue, and I mean, it's an ugly mess. They go, oh, you can't carry anymore? No, that, I can tolerate that. Can tolerate having his neck ripped open. He goes, but I can't tolerate what he's doing to the language. That I find intolerable. The rhyme, the meter, the everything, it's just intolerable. It's killing me to have to listen to this. That's what the higher devotees are like. That's why Saraswati Thakur said, I can't find a single Vaishnava. What is a Vaishnava in his estimation? Vaishnavi pratishta tate korunishta. He wrote in his own song. We don't care what people think in the world. I'll tell you this much. This is my own private observation. Every time you're upset about something or contemplating doing this, that, or the other thing, and it's based upon what maximum five other people think. You think it's the world. There's five people you're worried about what they're going to think about you. That's my own observation. It's 3 to 5. It's not the whole world. And in fact, even if it was, it's not. Even Richard Rorty, the famous atheist pragmatist, says, we should concern ourselves with whose opinion matters. He says, your opinion matters, and mine does, and the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the tuk-tuk driver, and the skydiver. He says, we don't know if the gods, come on. But like you're going to go like, I don't know if Zeus is happy with that. You don't know that. So forget it. But you can tell me what you think, I can tell you what I think, and we'll work something out. It's called pragmatism. But see, he takes a little step further and he says, But actually, maybe the tuk-tuk driver can't really express himself. Or he's a yellow shirt, a red shirt, or a brown shirt. So we find writers, they're capable of expressing the heart of the tuk-tuk driver. So really, writers, we will pay attention to what they say. So then he comes back to this and starts worshiping his mundane secular guru writer guys. My answer to him is, if you dismissed things like Puranic literature on the basis that you couldn't prove it was true or not, now you're telling us the best truth we find is in fiction. So then whether it's true or not is irrelevant. Irrelevant, like an elephant. I think that's what we could, if we ever have an elephant, we can name him Irrelevant. Irrelevant, the elephant. It's irrelevant. It's whether or not there's substance there. Even Nietzsche says, there are no facts. There's only interpretation. So this is the Puranic interpretation. Saraswati Thakur, thus that someone sitting there counting beads all day, right, and reading some spiritual book, that doesn't mean he's divine. Right? What did Babaji Maharaj say? Sometimes we see someone builds a tower and climbs that tower, much, and he's talking about devotional achievement. They climb, and everyone's like, oh, look how high he is. He's ascended so high. And he said, and what did they do from that tower? They pass stool on everyone. Like when Gurudev was a kid and he climbed the tree, and the, who was it, his teachers or whatever, they come like, what was his name? Dharmadas, get down from that tree. And what did he do? He urinated on them. The Vaishnavas are so merciful. Right. Abhishek. So, I'll have an Abhishek. So, Saraswati Thakur said, Vrindavan Das says, if all, after all this entreaty, Gaura Nityananda, accept their mercy, you'll get this, you'll get that. You don't get it? I'm going to kick your teeth in. He said, that's not humble. So that's what he said. No, it is. He's opened a new channel for the Lord's mercy. Nikila Bhuvana Maya Chinavich Chinakartri. Someone asked Guru Maharaj, was Saraswati Thakur sweet? And Guru Maharaj said, oh, yes, very sweet. But externally not. Not. And like a devastator. At school, getting in fights with the other students. Bhaktivinoda was worried. Called him in one day, said, I'm worried about you. Imagine that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls Saraswati Thakur in. He's a teenager, goes, I'm worried about you. How you're going to get on in the world. You're like, you know, fighting with the other students in school. Always in favor of Vaishnavism. Imagine going to school with a bunch of Bengalis. Those kids do that. Hari Mohan, I mean Hari Gopal and Kausalya, as she told me, why someone said, Ami Balo, Tumi Balo Na? Why are they telling me that? I said, because they're Bengalis. Anyway, so, and Saraswati Thakur said to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, don't worry about me, I'll manage. He was the tutor. We forget this. He started the Gaudiya Math when he was around 44 years old. How did he survive until that time? Bhaktivinoda's left the world, Babaji Maharaj's left the world. One of the things he did was he tutored British children. Imagine, Saraswati Thakur is your tutor. And Because he was a brahmachari till 1917. So this one lady used to tell his disciples this, British lady, she was so impressed by him. She wrote back to her friends in England and she showed him the letter. She said, "There is this one Bengali gentleman who is more English than an Englishman in his ways. He's a perfect British gentleman." He would show that to his disciples. So he is not what we think. He can do the sadhu in the hut program. He came out of that hut. He's chanting a billion names of Krishna Nam a month. And he wrote, Vaishnava K. Tumi Kishe, what is it? Kishe Kevala Koitaba. What kind of Tava Harinam Kevala Koitaba? You're sitting in seclusion taking Krishna Nam is cheating. It's just, and what did he say Pratishta is? I'll just tell you. You know, if they go, the dung of a boar, what he's really saying, it's pig shit. That's what he's saying it is. But they go, the dung of a boar. Yeah, it's that too. Whatever, you know, floats your barcarola. That's what he said. He said, this is what pratishta is. Pratishtara tare nirjanara gore tava harinam kevala kaitava. That's why you take the harinam. Like the man who moved into Babaji Maharaj's neighborhood. Babaji Maharaj has a kutir on the bank of the Ganga. The man's saying, I went to smart builders. What do you want? Build me a bhajan kutir on the bank of the Ganga. We can do it. He moves in. Whatever Babaji Maharaj does, he's doing that. Sometimes he hears peculiar, strange, ecstatic sounds coming out of Babaji Maharaj's kutir. He's also doing. You can do that. Rupa Goswami warned about it. Two types of people. Sentimental by nature, like Sri Lekha Didi. She told me this. I can say it. She said, I come from a family of criers. She told me that's her like sampradaya. Like she's a family of criers. Like they just cry. You know, you can watch a Super Bowl commercial and cry. I do. I've seen Budweiser commercials that make me cry. They're so expert at pulling your heartstrings. I saw a Super Bowl commercial this year. Brought me to tears in 30 seconds. Those type of tears, Budweiser tears. So Rupa Goswami warns, there's just sentiment, you know, you cry over this, that, the other thing, and acting, Stanislavski methods, right? Where they go, all right, in this scene, your wife just was murdered by a serial killer, okay? The guy gets on his smartphone, you know, to his kids, like, oh, okay, let me, and he has a method. Then he tells you, what do they call it, sense, you try and remember this, that, so even though you're in a scene about that, you know there's this one thing, if you remember it, it will always make you cry. You think of that thing and whatever. I mean, it works, it's called the method. So Rupa Goswami says, beware of the sentimental and those employing method. They know how to generate tears. They know how to make their hair stand on end. They know how to foam at the mouth. Why is he telling us that? You got to move this chair a little bit. Once in Mauritius, Gurudev was sitting on this, like a big couch. I was sitting next to him and he couldn't see the deities. So I picked it up with him on it and moved it. He went like, whoa! You know, like, I've been moving things my whole life. But I realized, I just did it, like, I'm like, oh my God. But he was like, oh, thank you. Because there was a pole in front of it. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, Stanislavski. Oh, the wife and sense memory, how to produce these emotions. Oh, I'm saying Rupa Goswami's warning because it was even happening then. That's what blows my mind. We think, oh, 100 years later, we hear about Bhaktivinoda, he restored the Sampradaya. So we think, oh, but 500 years ago, everybody got it. No, they didn't get it. They didn't get it in the Satya Yuga, according to Guru Maharaj. They're already saying, oh, Satya Yuga, that's the time to be born. No, wrong. Satya Yuga is like Brahman, Paramatma. What does Guru Maharaj say? A hint of Bhagavan. And Bhagavan, what? Narayan. I mean, Namo Narayan. But that doesn't cut it for the Braja Gopis. Right? Think about it. We say all kinds of things for propaganda in this world about other theistic systems. If the Braja Gopis dismiss Vishnu, Narayan, what do you think they'll find examining these other things that have no Nanda, Yasoda, Sridham, Subal, no Prasadam, no Giriraj, Govardhan, no Jamuna? They're going to be happy with that? I don't think so. Guru Maharaj said, I am a man who, if I was in Vaikuntha, would be a troublemaker. Like in Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And actually, Narada, Uddhava, they tell Gopakumar privately at Uddhava's house, like, this doesn't leave this room. Dwarka is a nice place, okay? I live here. But what you're looking for, chant your mantra. Go deeper. Iha bage age kaho ar. You need to get on the Age Kaho Ar program. That's Saraswati Thakur's domain. So remember in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Haridas Thakur, like we've seen, I saw him recently, the snake guys in downtown Vrindavan. Did you see them? The guys with the snakes? She's seen them many times in Navadvip. They bring the snakes to show you, big cobras, but then they kind of leave them in front of you. You want them to put them back in the box, but that's gonna cost something. And you go, no, come on, it's like put them back in the box. And they go, even the snakes are going, because they're Indian snakes. And they go like that. And then like the elephant, they're here, you put the money in the elephant trunk, gives it to the guy. You can put a coin, they put on top of the cobra and he goes up and the guy takes the coin. I mean, I don't, don't try this at home. But really, they did that. They try and corner you so that you understand suddenly I'm in front of three cobras and if I don't give this guy 10 rupees, what a country. That's Vrindavan and Navadvip. What do you think was going on at the time of Mahaprabhu? So they had this man, and he's doing the snake thing, and all the people are watching as they do, but Haridas Thakur is going by, the Namacharya. And he, Pundarik Vidyaniti, like Mukunda, he thinks of Ananta Dev. Think about it. What sort of Ananta Dev he's capable of conceiving. Ananta Dev is appearing within him. Not an image. Ananta appears within his divine consciousness. And in the presence of Anantadeva, he is fainted to this world, and God only knows what's going on in the upper world. But the people here, they see the ecstatic symptoms, waves of ecstatic symptoms, and they realize this is a genuine Vaishnav. And they're taking the dust and so many things. Haridas Thakur escapes. They want to run away from name and fame. The neophyte seeks name and fame. It's ironic. And neophyte, I include myself. Not like talking down to someone, I'm just sharing observations. The genuine devotees run away from it. Kanak Kamini, Kanaka Kamini, Pratishta Bhagini. See them like witches, name, fame, women, name, fame, etc. The poet Baudelaire, Fleur de Mal, Baudelaire, the flowers of evil. He has a prose section where he talks about the man says, I rejected Jai Srila Bhakti Bimalabhadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Hey Krishna. Mala. We need to get some. I thought we brought sandalwood pulp back from India.
We can also get it here. It's locally available.
Yeah. Jai. So, okay, I'm just going to conclude. So, he says, Baudelaire, in his poetry, that it's a poem about Kana Kamini Pratishta. And he says, Vijay Raman Prabhu Ki Jai. So he says, I rejected them all in my youth. I must have really insulted them with the intensity of my rejection, because now as an old man, I'm begging them to return to me and they won't answer my calls. That's how he handles it, nicely. I mean, now I'm begging them to come back. They don't want to have anything to do with me. I must have really insulted them when I was younger. Right? So another man, seeing they're giving the name fame to Haridas, he thinks, I could do that, a so-called Brahmin. So he starts, doing his whole ecstatic symptom routine. And the people start beating him with clubs. And later he's like sitting there bruised. And he goes, I don't get it. When he did it, you're all like taking dust. And when I do it, I get a beating. They say, yeah, because you're a Sahajya imposter. And he's a genuine Vaishnava. That's what Saraswati Thakur is saying. This man is an imposter. He's a Kanishta, Adhikari at best, on a good day. And then Guru Maharaj finally concluded this. He said, yes, our Guru Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur descended from the plane that this man, by his practices, he's trying to go up toward that plane. That's why he's taking Krishna Nam, reading the books of the Goswamis, honoring, he's doing all these things. He's trying to ascend. And Guru Maharaj said, in approaching the infinite, that will never work. You'll never get there. It'll always be dwi unguli, two fingers too short by that approach. You'll never get there. What are the ropes of love and affection that Yashoda bound Damodar with? That's what it says, right? Her love and the sweat of her brow, there are flowers falling out of her hair. Then Krishna, yome vaisha vrinute tena labhyas, tashaisha atma vrinute tena labhyas, Tanum Atma, Tanum Shwam. He reveals himself to whom, through whom he chooses. And there's no greater revelation of Krishna consciousness than through the agency of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Why? Think of it this way. Without Saraswati Thakur, we get none of the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Without Saraswati Thakur, there's no Prabhupada goes to the West to save everybody. Without Prabhupada, we don't get Guru Maharaj. Without Guru Maharaj, you don't get Gurudev. So without Saraswati Thakur, nothing, nobody would have any connection substantially with Krishna consciousness outside of a few people born in Sahajiya families in Bengal. We bow to them. Right? They can go, no, I was born, yeah, Dandavat. Right? Without Saraswati Thakur, there's nothing. There's still nothing. Even when you go on the internet, all the opposition, the only game in town is Saraswati Thakur. The only thing they have to say, and it's all former followers, the opposition are former followers. He's the one. He's the only one. Still, now what is it? 174, 26... add 14, 30, 40. It's like 140 years after his appearance, and he's still everything. That's why he's Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, and why Gurudev added Bhagawan. But he said, now all over the world, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is known as Prabhupada. So outside of Gaudiya Math, when you say Prabhupada, everybody thinks A.C. And that Gurudev said, we're fine, we're happy with that. When I say Prabhupada, most of the time I mean him, myself. But Gurudev, he started saying, Bhagawan Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And someone objected, right, who did not have faith in Srila Govinda Maharaj. So how can he lead his line? Anyway, that person challenged Srila Govinda Maharaj. How you can say Bhagawan? And I consulted another revered Vaishnava, and he is also... That's an exact quote. So, Gurudev, you have to know, like, if he decides to do something, it's not... like, oh, you know, he just like thought of it. That's not how he works. That's not how he trains one to work. It's thought about for a long time. And he learned this from Guru Maharaj too. Traps are set. Like the military, they went, before you do the campaign, you dig trenches, right? The guy, even the sharpshooters out there with a shovel going like this. Why? Because they build one trench. And that, like Moscow, another one, another one. There's three rings around it. There's three trenches. But Guru Maharaj doesn't build us in a linear way. They're placed in different places. So you can fall in these traps. So when that person challenged Govinda Maharaj, how is this authentic? We would talk about this every now and then because I kept finding more and more. There's like Bhagawan Badarayani, Bhagawan Badarayana. Sukadev's called Bhagawan, Vyasa is called Bhagawan. There's even Bhagawan Drona, Bhagawan Narada, on and on and on. So he's saying it's appropriate to call as extraordinarily empowered in personality Bhagawan. But he knows still, that's interpretation. That requires faith. So this person's saying, he has faith in Guru Maharaj, but not the same faith in Govinda Maharaj. That's why he doesn't accept this interpretation. So then, Srila Govinda Maharaj says, see that book there? It's a Srimad Bhagavatam on the shelf. But it's not any Srimad Bhagavatam. It's Guru Maharaj's own Bhagavatam. He said, take that book from the shelf and turn to this section and tell me, what do you read in the marginalia written in hand by Guru Maharaj? And he reads and says, Bhagavan Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Saying, now do you accept that? No. No. Yasya deve parabhakti yathate ve tathaguru tasyoite katite hyartha prakashyante mahatmana. Ardha kukhyanai. Faith in Mahaprabhu, not in Nityananda Prabhu. Vidya kuleki koribe tar. Can you have faith in Bhaktivinoda, not Saraswati Thakur? I don't think so. Right. To go against Saraswati Thakur, to leave this line, his standards regarding what literatures are acceptable, which are forbidden, all these things. He's everything. Therefore, Bhagavan, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Avirbha Mahamahut Vititi Ki Jai. I spoke only in anticipation of Avadhut Maharaj's arrival and an attempt to glorify Saraswati Thakur.
One thing we know, that Saraswati Thakur appears as a sun, and Jagannath Puri's son appeared from ocean, and he descend back in Navadvip. And at his birth, you know, Bhaktivinoda pray, and actually Jagannath himself, that's why he's Bimala Prasada, because the Bimala, the goddess Bimala, she's a great Shakti of, you know, Jagannath. She's present there. So the child was born with the navel like Brahman thread, and very shining, beautiful child whose name is Saraswati Thakur. So when Jagannath Ratayatra chariot at that time stopped, not at the time of the birth, but at the time of Ratayatra, the Jagannath chariot spent some time near Bhaktivinoda's home. And you know, they pulled the chariot with many, many thousands of people, sometimes it stop. Nobody can pull it, and sometimes it just rolls so easy. And you know, they do like din, 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 you know, they have like whoo, they have like very like dynamics. So when they stop, they try to pull it, and nothing happened. But Saraswati Thakur's mother, she's taking the baby, and she's coming. And then after she's showing little Saraswati Thakur before Jagannath, after that, it's only moved. So like Jagannath himself, like, stopped by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's door, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a minister of Jagannath Temple. He lived maybe, you know, like 500 meters away from Jagannath Temple. There was a room where he used to sit and receive. So it was a wonderful place where Bhaktivinoda Thakur lived, and after that, that was established as a temple, as a mat. Gaudiya Math, the birthplace of Saraswati Thakur. So it's a wonderful place, and it's a wonderful story of him coming up at a very early age, editing books of his father, not taking manga. You know, he never ate manga in his life, because when he was a child, like, you know, 6 or 5 year old, he took something was not offered to Krishna, and he gave vow not to eat manga anymore, because he ate vow because he did not know Bhaktivinoda Thakur collect some manga and want to offer to the deity, family deity. But Saraswati Thakur took before and ate. So in all his life, he never ate manga after that. He said, oh, I commit such a, you know, like Madhavendra Puri with this Kirchhoff rice, same as him. His heart was, oh, I try to enjoy something that belongs to Krishna. I should restrain myself from it. That was his character. You understand, the person relies by character, issues, details. So his personality, you can see with small details, like he gave vow not to bow down to sahajas, not to come to sahaja close than like 100 feet. So when Bhaktivinoda is speaking with one famous sahaja guru, Saraswati Thakur is a child coming, giving dandavat, but he's saying, well, it's a nice boy, who is this? Oh, it's my son. But why he's not coming to say hello? He said, well, he promised not to give dandavats not to come close to Sahaja. It's 100 meters and you are Sahaja, so yeah. That's like, he's like very determined in his estimation. So by the age of 16, he was such a qualified scholar that he received in Benares, he received title of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati from the famous astrologer assembly. And the astronomical chart Surya Siddhanta, he wrote his own commentaries. So he envisioned like Vedic planetariums, movement of the planets. He could understand everything. It's amazing, without computers. So many of these calculations about yugas, that's actually his calculations according to Surya Siddhanta in Vedas. He did calculate this at age of like 16 or 17. But he started Gaudiya Math at age of what, 42 or 43? 44. Before 44 years, he was, you know, deep practitioner. He would edit books and he stay in Navadvipa and practice. But like, so some people say, oh, he was a very public man. It's not actually the truth. He was a very deep practitioner. And age of 44, when after a few years of Bhaktivinoda passing away, he's thinking, how can I take this Krishna consciousness movement worldwide and praying? And at some point, Mahaprabhu came to him and said, yes, now is the time. Yes, it's will of Mahaprabhu, to, and he's become that a great instrument to reveal this will. That's why Prabhupada, Guru, you know, everybody came to him, because he was that great distributor, and he's fully offer himself, and he actually passed away in the age of 65 or 66. So he had only 20 year, like Prabhupada had 10-year mission, he had only like 20-year mission, and he burned himself. So they say it's a heart disease, but somebody say it's when he heard the Sahaja chanting, his heart struck, and after that, after stroke, he actually passed from heart. But this is an external. So at the time of passing, he called up Srila Sridhar Maharaj and asked to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. It's an amazing, actually, his life path. And actually, I'm quite often thinking about him, how he would do this, how he would do that. He would not compromise. He was super strict to himself and super generous to others. And he would engage people in service. Yeah, he was like, I mean, he is an amazing person. So, and today, I remember when I saw his Samadhi Mandir, I understand he's actually present, partially there. And actually to get this land and things, we got blessings from him. I had to go and pray to him. I said, well, please, you know, show us what to do with this, what you want. But, you know, it's still, it takes a lot of sincerity to understand what Krishna wants. Because if you're unsincere, then you pretty much follow your own desires. And of course, you want some very common things. But what he wants, that's very difficult to detect when you're an ego. You may think, oh, it's my idea, it's my service, my mission, my temple, my Krishna. There's a negative part of it and positive. So gopis also thinking it's my Krishna. But they're not thinking it's the same as we think. Their purity is such that Krishna is amazed by them. So purity of Saraswati Thakur is such, just like, you know, what Goswami Maharaj said, many may try to take, you know, spiritual practices, but they may get something. You'll get something from chanting Hare Krishna, you'll get something. I feel something I've got. Everybody gets something. You know, if you are, but that level of Krishna consciousness, that level of realization, that level of magnitude, of self-giving, self-sacrifice, you know, disciples like Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, that's not what you get with, you know, general practice. You have to really be descending from upper plane, not actually ordinary part of upper plane. If we examine Saraswati Thakur's divine position, he's in Manjari group. And without blessing of Manjari, you cannot get blessings of Sakis. So he is the gateway to Rupa Manjari. He is assistant of Rupa Manjari. He is the real deal, and he's coming from spiritual world, and he's giving people like Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, and of course, you know, Govinda Maharaj, and all have extension of his mercy. That's why Gurudev called him Bhagavan and would not be afraid. Because Gurudev would get it. He had this heart quality to get high substance. Actually, if he would be here with us today, our meeting would be much, much so glorious. And the way he would talk and present things and reveal things. Because with Gurudev, every time it's new revelation. He'll tell you something very simple, but he'll reveal you something new. So many times, many things he revealed about, you know, great personalities. And of course, we should not think they're passed away. They're not mundane people. They're watching us from higher plane. They're watching. Oh, what's Dinesh Rai doing? Oh, what's Avadhut Maharaj? I'm coming. Okay. Do you understand? So they're watching us. They're like seeing what we're doing and seeing how we're doing and thinking, okay, how long you can go on like this? That's what Mahaprabhu say. How can you live without love? How can you go on without pure spiritual substance? Somehow or other we go on, but it's very difficult. So we pray that today he will bless us with that mood of continuation. If we continue our service life, we must get the fruit. We must get it. It's there. We just have to like go straight to that without trying to compromise with our low self. See, we can talk about, I'm not perfect, but that is correct. No one is perfect in an imperfect world. But we can't just spend time sitting and glorify ourselves and compromise with ourselves. Self-forgiveness, self-sacrifice, that's what we're trying to achieve. We need to go to a different level. We just forget simply about self. No matter how great that self or how low that self has to be giving up. The new self will spread out from the fire of sacrifice, and that new self will be golden purify, and that's what Saraswati Thakur is showing. So he's going to work you out. And some people complain, oh, it's too hard, Hare Krishna. Yeah, go watch one World War or any war movie. See how easy it is. Become a soldier and die. We shouldn't think like, oh, everything fine, but not enough rasa, not enough sweet balls. I need some private room, you know, do my private things. Because without my private things, my life is very dry. That's correct, but it's not dry because of the private things. It's dry because of lack of Krishna consciousness. We need this Krishna consciousness, and actually we need badly. So I told to some Maharajas, I said, for you to preach to people, it's more desirable than people to hear from you. Do you understand? You should realize how much you need Krishna consciousness. How much everybody needs Krishna consciousness, that's not a problem. How much you need this? And at what price you're going to pay for it? Everything you got a price. You know, nothing comes for free. You'll get enjoyment with drugs, then you get hepatitis C and die. You get enjoyment with women, many women, nice, AIDS, you also die from it. Like everything, you know, action, reaction. In this world, everything is reactionary. Everything you'll get reaction for, good and bad. But the spiritual reactions, they're very powerful. And they transcend all other reactions. So we should not think this is cheap, actually. You know, somebody wrote a letter, oh, how can I come to stay in Chiang Mai? I said, it's very expensive. You have to be able to afford to live in Chiang Mai, like Lilavati. She's qualified. Why? She has nothing. That's what your qualification. One who has nothing has everything. And one who thinks, well, you know, I need this, that means like you're not qualified to stay in Chiang Mai. You can only come here and at zero stage and offer yourself. Then maybe you consider. But if you think, well, you know, what can I stay in Chiang Mai? You know, how many rooms do I get? Like how many meals a day? That's not the qualification. Yeah, you can get outside. But here, it's land of sacrifice. You know, it's not really land of enjoyment. We think it is land of enjoyment. I think it's land of enjoyment. But I understand, I'm not coming here to enjoy. You know, I may die in like a year, or 6 months, or 3 years, or 10 years. It doesn't really matter. It's a mortal world. You're going to die anyway. So we're not coming here for enjoyment. Although it's very enjoyable, I can say. Truly, it's very enjoyment. But that's not what our purpose. We're coming here to die, to self-sacrifice, to self-offer, to become different. Not to become worse than we are. Because once you get free food, you know, place to stay, you can become worse than you are. Unresponsible. That's not what we're here for. That's why people like, you know, Lilavati, Yuvati, and other our girls, you know, I mean, I can pretty much praise everybody here, but responsible people. Remember, Jiva exists on credit. It's like on credit card. You don't have your own capital. So you pray to Sarasvati Thakur, please give us more seva, he will give you more seva. You have to use your account, you understand? You can't just have credit card. Oh, I've got my credit card for my guru. You have to spend it. Do some service, you get more credit. More service, more credit. In and out, in and out. And that's how you build your credit ability. And then when you screw it up, your credit card will help you. At the time of death, you remember about Krishna. Maybe actually not. When I was going to hospital, they want to inject me with a mask. I said, how the hell am I, you know, and the guy told me, if you wake up here, it will be okay. If you wake up with light, it means you're in some emergency room. I said, is this chance I cannot wake up? He said, yes, but let's not talk about this. So I thought, I may not wake up. There's like one chance successful, next chance 50-50, and you know, next chance like, sorry, dude, it didn't work out for you. So, you know, it's a big chance in this world. And by realizing this chance, we have to like get our things together. We're not going to live here for a long time. None of us. Look how many people died, Bhuvan Mohan, Shruta Shrava. Like, we've got a whole bunch of devotees passing. Young, old, Siddhanti Maharaj. It's like changing. The wheel is spinning. Now it's like now our time. But it's not like my time or Bhakti, it's like your time. I want to see what you do for your guru and Krishna. Now, that's like your gig. And then you try to do it as much as you can. Go as deeper as you can. It's okay if you get screwed in this life. On the end, no problem, because you're under the great general, you're under great opportunity, you can progress in this life, you know, more than, like, think of this, there's a million Buddhist monks in this country, there's a million religious people, they have no clue what Krishna consciousness is. And they're like, follow all the rules, they're serious, they pray, you know, in Islam, you pray 6 times a day, same prayer. You know, how many people in Arab countries who do it every day? But they don't come close to this idea. So think how fortunate you are. How many millionaires in China? Many. How many devotees, real millionaires? Immortality, Krishna consciousness, like few people. Think you're the richest person in China. You're richest person in the world. And what is your wealth? is unlimited wealth of Krishna consciousness given us by our gurus. All we have to do is just take it. But Gurudev said, you're actually not ready to take. What to do? Wait and see. You understand? We need to wait. And then, as we serve sincerely, one day we'll have the admission for sure. Right now, we're not serious enough. We haven't proved yet to the higher world that we qualified. Krishna said, maybe you need like a nice girl or a nice house or money. You know, I'll give it to you easier. Why you need me? You know, I give you things that everybody likes in this world, but why you need me? Can I give you something else? Oh, this is an important point. Hare Krishna.